Wyoming opens dual mine. Coal for power, rare earths for everything else. Ranchester, Wyoming, a mine in Wyoming, is drawing national attention to what is otherwise a High Plains flyspeck with a single gas station, dollar store, and four bars along the Tongue River. Tumbling out of the Bighorn Mountains, Brook Mine will be the first new coal mine to open in Wyoming in 50 years, as well as the first critical mineral and rare earth mine to open in the United States in more than 70 years. Miner Ramaco Resources is to produce at least 2 million tons of coal a year for electricity and extract more than 450 tons of elements annually. This one mine can break our reliance on China, Ramaco Resources CEO and Chair Randy Atkins said at a July 11th ceremonial ribbon cutting for the mine about 3 miles away, at Ramaco's offices and labs. The nearest town is Ranchester of 1,064 residents, less than 10 miles south of the Montana state line and about 180 miles east of Yellowstone National Park. Not every day do you get to see history being made, but that's exactly what we're doing here today, he told about 300 people gathered, recalling that a decade ago, the coal industry's prognosis was grim. They said coal was dead and gone. Today, we're breathing new life with a commodity America has an abundance of, Atkins said. This is just the beginning. If we can do it here in Wyoming, we can do it everywhere. The ribbon cutting drew a high-profile retinue, including U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis, Representative Harriet Hageman, state lawmakers, and former Senator Joe Manchin, who joined Ramaco's board in April. The generations of coal miners who gave us the lives we have today, those same coal miners that are still delivering the world's largest source of electricity, they're going to give us, through mining of those same coal resources, these rare earth elements, and they're going to bring us back, Wright said, calling for a revolution in domestic energy self-sufficiency, especially in processing critical minerals and rare earths. We need to mine them, process them, refine them in our country so we are self-sufficient and independent, he said. We're in a place today we cannot be. We need a revolution, and therefore we shall have a revolution. I hope, Wright added, we will all remember this day, the day when that pivot came and we drove towards that American strength and self-sufficiency. $500 million project. Lexington, Kentucky-based Ramaco Resources operates four metallurgic coal mines in West Virginia and Virginia. It purchased the 4,500-acre Brook Mine, north of Sheridan, Wyoming, in 2011 for $2 million, to produce coal for local electrical generation, Atkins explained during a tour of Ramaco's Ranchester plant. Opened in the 1880s, the mine had been shuttered for decades. At the time of Ramaco Resources' purchase, there were early indications there could be profitable concentrations of critical minerals and rare earths in the mine's coal waste and in remaining seams, Atkins said. In 2023, the company hired the Fluor Corporation to conduct a preliminary economic assessment that was published on July 1. According to the assessment, the abundant critical mineral deposits, which include rare earths, at Brook Mine are economically viable. Atkins explained that the company plans to extract 2 million tons of coal a year from Brook's mine, a relatively small amount of coal compared to other Wyoming operators that produce 40% of the nation's coal. That 2 million tons of coal, once processed, will yield an estimated 1,242 tons of critical minerals and rare earths a year that, according to the Fluor study, would include 456 tons of the highly sought gallium, germanium, scandium, terbium, dysprosium, neodymium, and praseodymium. Ramaco estimates the processed critical minerals from Brook Mine to be worth close to an estimated $1.2 billion, offering a 38% pre-tax rate of return for investors, it said in a July 1 letter to shareholders. Ramaco plans to build a plant to process the critical mineral oxides on site or on the 11,500 surrounding acres it owns to bring magnet and semiconductor manufacturing in Wyoming, Atkins added. The company says the mine could meet up to 5% of the nation's total demand for permanent magnets, including nearly a third of the Pentagon's needs. Critical minerals and rare earths are crucial in the manufacturing of modern technologies, from electric vehicles to wind turbines to military electronic systems. Anything in your life that has a button, you start your car with a button, or your dishwasher, or your refrigerator, your washing machine, your F-35 fighter jet, all of those things have rare earth elements, Wright said. Rare earths are 17 metallic elements that aren't necessarily rare but are dispersed in ores and minerals, making it difficult and expensive to extract and process without the capacity to dig a lot of dirt and rock. At least 7 are present at Brook Mine. Dysprosium and neodymium are needed for high-performance magnets in electric vehicles, turbines, and iPhones. Scandium is used in aluminum production. Lanthanum is needed for car batteries. And yttrium and terbium have military applications, including in targeting devices. Right now, the United States is almost entirely dependent on imports for the 10,000 tons of rare earths its manufacturers consume a year, according to 2023 data from the U.S. Geological Survey. More than 70% of those rare earths came from China, the USGS said, noting that China controls roughly 85% of global production in processed elements for use in manufacturing. Ramaco, a publicly traded company, estimates the Brook Mine project will cost at least $500 million to develop, but that it could pay those capital costs off within a few years of full production. Atkins said the project is several years away from full production, with limited mining beginning by year's end. Processing in America. Brook Mine would be the nation's only critical mineral and rare earth processing operation other than Mountain Pass, California. That could change, Wright said, but other than a lot of talk, there's not much action beyond a project in Texas and American Rare Earth's Halleck Creek proposal, about 100 miles from here in Wyoming. We need as fast as we can get it. That's why I keep pushing, he said. Gordon said he's grateful Wyoming can provide oil, gas, coal, and now rare earths. But he said the state has plenty of uranium to fuel the nation's nuclear renaissance. Allowing Russia and other nations to dominate the uranium market is a failure systemic in Democrats' energy policies, he said. We have been asleep, Gordon said. But now we are awake. We cannot regulate our way into the future, but we can innovate our way into the future. Barrasso said it's no surprise an Appalachian company has found a new home and common cause with the cowboy culture of northern Wyoming's Bighorn Mountains. People here still believe the future is ours to shape, and that is what we're seeing here, he said. Dependency is vulnerability. That changes today, Hageman said, claiming the ribbon-cutting ceremony marks a momentous day. Not just the opening of a new mine, the dawn of a new era. It's been an arduous 15-year journey to get to this momentous day, Atkins agreed, but at least today, things are panning out. A good mine has to mature like whiskey, he said. Today, we pop that cork.